Thank you and good afternoon. A Eureka man who was already on probation for firearms, drug, and property crimes was arrested in the early morning hours on Saturday following a traffic stop by Arcata Police on Gentoli Lane. The officers pulled over a vehicle with expired tags, a vehicle registered in the name of 26-year-old Joseph Jean Greek, who was in the passenger seat. A search of the vehicle, which was done due to Greek's probation status, turned up a loaded .38 caliber handgun, which had had its serial number filed off. Greek was arrested and booked in a county jail on several charges. An Arcata traffic stop on a vehicle driven by a man wanted on warrants resulted in an arrest and the confiscation of suspected methamphetamine packaged for sale. An Arcata police officer conducted the traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 44-year-old Billy Joe Rutherford in the 1600 block of G Street in Arcata Sunday morning. Rutherford was wanted on warrants for assault and battery, and a search of his car turned up more than an ounce of meth packaged for sale, worth about $1,200 on the street, about 5 ounces of hash, and an undisclosed amount of cash and drug paraphernalia. Rutherford was arrested and booked in a county jail for possession and possession for sale, as well as for the other outstanding warrants. An iconic piece of Humboldt State University was the subject of vandalism Friday night. The sign at the south end of the campus near the school's College Creek Field was tagged with red spray paint, and one of the markings read, "Bring Back Bowman." Humboldt State students and faculty have been protesting over the last few weeks in response to the university's early October firing of Jacqueline Bowman, who was the program director of the Indian Natural Resource Science and Engineering program for the last 9 years. The graffiti was painted over and the markings are no longer present. There are 11 local propositions on the ballot for voters in Humboldt County to consider, and local school boards are looking to issue bonds. Eureka City Schools are asking for a supermajority of voters, which is 55% or more, to approve Measure S, which is $49 million in bonds that would be used for infrastructure and technology upgrades at district campuses. The money would be raised by a property tax rate of $60 for every $100,000 of assessed value. In Fortuna, the elementary school district is also asking voters to pay more in property taxes, about $30 for every $100,000 of assessed value, to pass Measure W. It will take 55% of voters for approval, and the money raised would be used for school facilities and oversight would be conducted by Citizens Committee. The Jacoby Creek School District is also asking for voters to approve Measure Y for the issuance of $2.5 million in bonds, and the revenue would be generated by adding ad valorem tax on real property. It would also need 55% approval to pass. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Tomorrow, voters will have the opportunity to vote on numerous measures, city council candidates, and state propositions. One of the propositions on the ballot will be Prop 46, which will require a number of things, such as the drug testing of doctors, but more importantly, increase the $250,000 medical malpractice cap for pain and suffering lawsuits to $1.1 million. This prompted a press conference by Humboldt County healthcare and community leaders, which was held in Eureka last Wednesday, and they spoke out on why they oppose Prop 46.
The California Medical Association, the Humboldt Del Norte Medical Society, and many other organizations are very much against Prop 46 because of the terrible and drastic impact it would have on the healthcare delivery system in California.
Doctors also believe that if Prop 46 passes, it would be too expensive and force doctors to move out of California, which they believe would make a huge negative impact on rural areas such as Humboldt County. Voters in Fortuna will have a citywide ballot measure to consider with Measure V, which would increase the sales tax in the city by 1%, raising its current rate from 7.5% to 8.5%. The revenue would go into the city's general fund and is being called the Budget Stabilization Sales Tax. If Measure V passes, along with the countywide Measure Z, the sales tax rate in Fortuna would raise to 9%. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.